Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We broadcast live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Matt Anaya. Good man, Matt.
Yes,
had a
he
good,
is.
Help me today.
He did help you out.
And it was incredible.
Man in need.
Did not know how much he was helping me. Crazy, but what a good guy. And he helps us to get twitching away in the morning, and that is important. And want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Friday, the second day of May.
We're really into May now. May is almost over. I mean, we're just knocking down days. Thanks to our executive producer, he is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
Full sections over. It's a long fly ball, center field, Baez tailing it back, he's at the wall. Oh, don't do it to him, Javi! He used to be a shortstop, now he's a dazzling outfielder. Get up! Oh, Javi.
Javi Baez, not bad. His first week as a center fielder.
And he robbed who?
He robbed...
One of your guys.
Oh, yeah.
Jorge Soler.
That's right.
My guy.
Former Cub. Robbing former Cub.
That's right.
Pretty cool. And Javi Baez, if you wondered if he could play center field after a career in the infield, yes, he can.
That's kind of crazy in a way that he can do that.
I love it. I mean, you have to be happy for Javi. If he can rediscover something in Detroit, that would be awesome.
All of a sudden, he's playing meaningful baseball with a team that's playing meaningful baseball. Right? And thank you to Brandon Fryer. He is he's a very strong and sweet swinging man.
Bridges to toss it in to Brunson. Defended by Thompson. 15 seconds left. Brunson takes a peek at the clock. Thompson digging in defensively. 8 seconds. Brunson stops on a dime. Launches. Oh, yeah! Jalen Brunson buries it. Knicks lead by 3. The Brunson burner ignited.
Brunson.
Great call.
Local guy made good. They obviously eliminate Detroit. The last 4 games of that series were decided by 3 points or less. That is the first time in NBA history that that has happened. So clutch victories help the Knicks, and that's Mr. Clutch.
Ashur Thompson did not handle that defensive assignment very well.
Yeah, he was.
That was, as Brandon said during the break, reminded some people of Jordan against Russell.
Without the push-off.
Without the push-off.
Oh, my God.
Back off.
Oh, my God. Back off.
Yeah, that was a bad comparison.
Well played.
We're not taking that. But he was unsure Thompson in that moment.
He was unsure Thompson. Yes.
Yeah,
I'm certain about that.
Yeah, sadly. Hey, it's Marshall Harris. He's right here. I see him.
Was good.
And every day is Layla Day. Layla, it's Bahimi here and now.
Sorry about it.
All the time. Omnipresent, if you will.
All Layla, all the time.
Look at Layla.
Some would argue omnipotent and omniscient as well.
Wow. We're going so Pope nice. On the thing?
No, no, not Pope, but like all knowing.
Yeah. Are there betting odds on who's going to be the next Pope, actually? I'm curious.
Yes, I'm sure there are. Oh, yeah,
there are.
But you are not allowed to make that wager in America. You can't bet that in Vegas.
What
are you
if
serious?
I just give it to the God. Second collection and hope things turn out?
There you go. That would be nice.
That would be.
Everybody
a good
underrates
second
the
collection.
Second collection.
We're
yeah,
still
at
very
Mass.
Underrated.
You know,
we,
the primary collection, only, you know, people talk about that, but there used to be a second collection. At Mass every now and then.
We've only just buried the Pope, but in about another week or so, we'll start the process of the election of the new Pope.
You know the drill. You know the drill.
The yeah. funniest tweet of my last 2 weeks, it was low-hanging fruit, but I do love a good dad joke. Mm-hmm. Somebody posted the picture of where it said Cardinals, the pick is in.
The pick
and
is
they,
in,
and
yeah.
They posted and said, we got a new Pope.
Right. Yeah. That was very funny during the draft.
I loved that.
Yeah, that was very funny.
Silly, but it works.
There was like a comedy video where they talked about all the Cardinals, and then they elected Cam Ward as the first Pope.
Wow. Ward.
Yeah. It was funny, but it was kind of like, ooh. Yeah.
And then we have a friend whose last name is Pope. So he's always the Pope.
He's the guy who didn't own a tux. And I was like, you need to own a tux. I shouldn't air him out like that. I shouldn't air him out like that.
He's always dressed for all occasions.
Right. And so I was like, you're at that age where you need to get a tuxedo. So you can go to events and not be the only guy not wearing the black tie and the black suit.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm at an age
being thrown around here.
I'm at an age where I want to be able to go to all those events and no one invites me to any of them.
I'm happy that I have not started going to more funerals, which is where you really have to have like the black
tuxedo?
Suit. Well, the black tie. Black. It's everything's kind of relaxed now.
It is relaxed. Chill out there, Mr. Fashion aficionado, you know what fashion
you
critic.
You know what the issue was yesterday?
Jeez.
The quote issue, end quote.
What was the quote
was
issue?
Was that Gabe went with the vest, and that's what made it all up another level.
Didn't Cam have a double-breasted?
Cam did. Cam had the vest, and Gabe was... Gabe had the tuxedo
had
jacket
vest.
On.
I thought Gabe had a vest.
And they sat next to me and made me look bad. That's
like
okay.
Wasn't there satin on both ensembles?
Yes, there was. Yes, good
observation. That's the shiny fabric.
Didn't I state it well?
You
that,
did.
That David next to Gabe was like he had an accessory that made him look even better.
It was slightly uneven.
He was like a nice purse.
Molly had my back. Marshall
like
comes in
had
firing.
A nice purse no! that
I
out
think,
his eyes.
You know what it is? I think like they just, those guys are fashion plates anyway. Gabe and Kim, and they do a great job with
Mr. Tennessee tuxedo coming in here. Oh yeah, I wear a tuxedo for a living.
I didn't know. I'm not saying that. As a guy who used to have to wear a suit at work.
Yeah.
And they made me wear a tie, and I was like, why am I wearing a tie? You never made me wear a tie.
So there was a brief time, a brief controversial time at NBC where our stylist, who had some controversial opinions, said that they didn't have to wear ties.
Oh.
Pandemonium.
Oh, I
ties
bet.
Were back in the mix I within bet. 6 weeks.
Yeah. Wow.
This
but
woman
you,
also told me I needed to wear
tuxedo.
Sneakers on TV, yeah. so people you, knew I was mean, a sports person.
You have to go to events. You have to MC see, events. You have to. You need a base
you
tuxedo.
You see, like, the year of... Living Dangerously, where Mel Gibson's trying to find his tuxedo because he has to go to an event.
You want to go back to a different era? Is that what you're
saying? I'm just saying that's like
late 80s,
the fact that
early
you
90s.
Have your own tuxedo. It just
so
it just,
I'm the only one here who has their own tuxedo.
We do not have our.
I
own.
Don't have
a tuxedo.
Tuxedo.
I don't have a tux. No.
I will say this. So it used to be flipped, you know, where men could rent the tux. They didn't have to have it take space in their closet, and like we had to commit to buying every dress. And now we have Rent the Runway or Newly or Armoire, like all these rental services where you can rent a dress.
How much is that?
Rent the Runway. Rent the Runway has an unlimited membership.
Right.
A lot of my friends in TV have it because it's really good for that. I didn't because I spent way too much money on clothes over the years. But a lot of people I know will rent just a singular item. There's different levels of membership.
You can go just a one-off.
And it's also relative to the price of the actual dress retail. But like, and they dry clean them, so you don't even have to worry about it. I think it's awesome that you guys can rent clothing. You know,
if you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Let me just ask you a question. This is a problem because we're running out of time, but I really want to know if you have like a dress that you bought and then like 5 or 6 years pass and some style thing has changed. Do you take the dress to a tailor? Do you do anything to like kind of like my brother had some clothes and he moved to Paris and he changed all of his clothes.
Like lapels and things
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. He had to change the style and the way the pants were and all that stuff. You I'm know, always fascinated.
The Euro cut.
I traditionally do like a very, I dress pretty basic. Like my statement is with a color or a style of dress. So I don't because I'm typically in something that will last a few years. That's not the way fashion goes now. But if the dress is worth it, then yeah, you're getting it tailored for sure. No.
Don't ask me. I know nothing about fashion.
You have a great shirt on
right now. I love your shirt.
You were but you did shoot him down. You came
in
shoot him down.
He came in firing.
He was sky high. He was floating around. We had this great show.
Fun yesterday. Last night was fun.
Shot down.
I hope you had several.
I'm going home in shame.
That's a great event. Did you enjoy it? The Beyond the Diamond event?
Yeah, it was great. They do a terrific job. White Sox Charities has run first class operation, no doubt about it.
It's one of my most it's one of the best events I've gone to.
It was very cool.
The year I got asked to MC, unfortunately, pandemic shut it down, and I was very sad.
I no one invites me to anyone.
I had an opening line and everything. Molly. My opening line was going to be, "Hi, I'm Layla Rahimi, and this is the only way they could keep me away from the bar."
You can still use that in the future.
I dust it.
No, but like at an event. I like that one.
That's good. I'm going to steal that one.
Yeah.
Everybody can. It's for everybody. You might want to know what's on our show today because we're late. So we will talk about the question that was asked yesterday. How do you beat Paul Skeens? Congratulations, Cubs. You did it. So we're going to get into the details of that. And then also, the rise of Seiya Suzuki needs to be appreciated and examined, so we will do that. And acknowledge a story, if we have time, in The Athletic that just came out from Zahadev and Patrick Mooney regarding third base being not only a crater for certain teams, but an issue in the league. So I thought that was really poignant. Miguel Vargas could actually be a harbinger of something to come for the White Sox. New developments around Nick Chubb and the discussion of a possible move for him, so we will discuss that. Joe Ostrowski will get us started with the wager weekend, of course, with the Derby. We have halftime at 11:45, five on it, our five big topics at noon. Vinny Rotino, the Brewers analyst for FanDuel Sports Network, will join us to talk about the Brewers series, and we will also discuss the way they manage the Sox series. Heidi Watney, who used to be at MLB Network, she is the Friday Night Baseball Apple TV Plus reporter, is at 1 o'clock.
Oh, great.
Have a great show.
Have a great one, guys.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.